A nonprofit radio station in Penticton is inviting community members to dust off those old records this weekend as it gears up for one of its annual fundraisers. Peach City Radio CFUZ, an independent network on 92.9 FM, is holding a vinyl and equipment donation drive on Saturday, August 17, from 9 a.m. to noon. The event is being held in preparation for the 11th annual Okanagan Vinyl Festival on September 22, which will serve as a key fundraiser for the station. "This is a great opportunity to support community radio while freeing up some space in your place," said Claire Thompson, Peach City Radio president. "Your old albums and audio gear will go to new homes where they will be appreciated, and much-needed funds will go to supporting Penticton's 100% volunteer-run community radio station." Event organizers on Saturday will be accepting donations in the Cannery Trade Center parking lot, on the corner of Fairview Road and Duncan Avenue. Audio gear, along with records from all eras, will be accepted. "It's always interesting to sort through the donated albums," said Peach City Radio volunteer and music director Ian McKinderiak. "A donor's collection serves as a bit of a time capsule. We receive a lot of top 40 albums from over the decades, as well as rare pressings, quirky bands, and some interesting local albums." Peach City Radio, headquartered at the Cannery Trade Center, says it is currently raising funds for a station expansion project. "The upcoming Okanagan Vinyl Festival," it added, "will help move the project along." "Construction of two new studios is almost complete," said Nils Finson, the station's technology director. "The next stage in our expansion will involve finishing installation of the HVAC system and building a meeting room, as well as a dedicated space for our transmitter. These new facilities will allow us to train more volunteers, boosting the amount and quality of locally produced music and spoken word programming for our listeners." The Vinyl Festival in September will be held at Okanagan College's campus in Penticton, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.